Exercise 2, page 4.
Keeping people posted. Do you ever get a guilty feeling after spending far too much time on social networking sites? Well, these days, most major companies hire social media managers to do just that. We asked AirExpress's very own social media manager, Sandy Hayes, what it's all about.
First things first. Despite what a lot of people think, being a social media manager is not all fun and games. Don't get me wrong, I like my job. But I certainly don't spend my working day commenting on my friends' holiday pics or giggling at cat videos. The truth is that this is a well-paid, demanding job that needs a lot of dedication. Social media manager is not as new a position as you might think. Social networking services became openly available in September 2006, and companies had to decide whether or not to have a presence there. The decision was a no-brainer, but the results weren't always great. So, by 2010, companies had started employing full-time social media managers. Basically, I have two main duties in my job: connecting with customers and creating content. The first thing I do when I get to the office in the morning is check any activity on the company's social media accounts. These days, a lot of people use social media like a customer service tool. So I spend my mornings answering questions and replying to comments or complaints. Also, I have to take note of how popular my posts were from the previous day. When a post gets very few likes, I have to figure out why, and I have to do it fast. Then, in the afternoon, I start creating content for the company's four social media accounts. I have daily and weekly goals. I aim to upload at least 3 photos and 1 video per week, and 5 posts and tweets each day. What I post, though, depends on a lot of things. For example, if we're giving something away or if there are some special deals, I write posts on that. But I have to be careful not to advertise too much, because that doesn't go across well online. I also write posts reacting to breaking news, or I might congratulate a national sports team on a good result. Basically, the posts I create have to be natural, have to feel human, so the reader engages with them as they would with a real person and likes or shares them. So, what makes a good social media manager? Well, I think it's vital to be innovative, creative, and have strong attention to detail. You also need to have excellent communication skills and a great sense of humour. When you think about it, that's what social media is all about. Look at the comment sections on any video sharing website. The majority of users are trying to be humorous. So if your jokes sometimes bomb or cause offence, then this job's not for you. But if you have what it takes, then being a social media manager is one of the best jobs out there.